Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Are you a eunuch in the palace? Are you without seed, without fruit? Are you without a desire? Are you aimless in the house of God? Don't be a eunuch in the palace. Are you a eunuch in the palace? A man who is not fruitful, no curiosity, no activity, a man with no zeal and no natural love for God. Are you a eunuch in the palace? Are you without seed, without fruit? Are you without a desire? Are you aimless in the house of God? Don't be a eunuch in the palace. The palace of the Lord. Eunuchs in the palace. Eaten me up, the zeal of the Lord will perform men. Walk in the zeal of the Lord just like Jesus. A eunuch has no zeal. Are you a eunuch in the palace? Are you without seed, without fruit? Are you without a desire? Are you aimless in the house of God? Don't be a eunuch in the palace. Are you a eunuch in the palace? Are you without seed, without fruit? Are you without a desire? Are you aimless in the house of God? Don't be a eunuch in the palace. The palace of the Lord.
In the palace.
Eunuchs in the palace. Are you without a desire? Are you aimless in the house of God? Don't be a eunuch in the palace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, stand to your feet. I'm the one preaching. So every day they introduce me. Close this door and lift up your hands. Lift up your hands this morning, this Resurrection Sunday. You are all looking beautiful. You are looking handsome. Put your hands together for yourselves again. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and say a prayer to God. Ask God to thank God for dying for you, that you are alive. Yes. Lift up your hands, everybody. This is a time to say thank you to God for a blessing, for giving you chance to see a day like this. Ma to raba. Close your eyes, everybody. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Karibu zadabra kabra durubusia. Mande bro zekete bale kuzikande bre karabando. Meyande buso tarab. Are you praying? I want to hear prayer. Keba satabra. Mele mando silebe. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. Father, we are grateful for life. In the name of Jesus. Kasatu raba. Mande bro saraba kabra.
From beginning to the end, it will always been, it's always been you, Jesus.
Lift up your hands and sing.
Jesus, at the center of it all.
Everybody should sing and lift up your hands.
Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it would always been, it's always been you, Jesus. Center of it all.
Jesus is at the center of it. Lift up your hands. All of you lift up your hands and sing it. From beginning to the end. From beginning to the end.
From beginning to the end. It will always be. It's always been you, Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus, nothing else but.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We ask for your power. We ask for your presence. We are grateful for rising from the dead again. We are grateful for showing us mercy, showing us the way, giving us opportunity for our sins to be cleared. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. We are grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, put your hands together and move from your chair to another chair and give somebody a hug. Oh, just tell somebody, it's been a while. It's been a while seeing you. Yes.
From my heart to the head.
What are you turning to wine? What are you turning to wine?
Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you.
Are you helping me to sing or I'm helping you?
I like you.
Come on!
Into the darkness you shine.
Daddy, I'll be serious.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Not like you.
What are you turning to wine?
What are you turning to wine?
Everybody, put your hands together.
Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. Not like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Into the darkness you shine.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you.
Not like you.
Not like you.
Break it down.
I got it
church, pass and go to your church. You are the poor one, not even jumping. You go back to your church. Oh. Today that I've had mercy on you, I say, come and join us. I want to see everybody jumping. You can play. You can play. This is how I pray. You can play that one. You can sing it. If you can sing, give the song to somebody who can sing it. Come on, let's go.
This is how I praise you. I lift my hands up.
Everybody!
I'm gonna stand up and give you everything, all that I am.
Everybody!
This is how I praise you. I'm going all in. Yeah, I'm on fire. I'm gonna dive in and give you everything.
You have to remove your shoes. People are removing their shoes. I'll see people come to the front here. Come to the front here.
I'm in love with you.
Come to the front here. This way then.
For all you brought me through, our praise belongs to you.
We are going. I want to see everybody dancing.
This is how I praise.
Come, you are going this way.
This is how.
Come on.
This is how I praise him. I'm going all in.
I'm not hearing the clapping. I'm not hearing the singing.
Give you everything, all that I am. Cause I'm in love with you.
My love with
Jesus. I'm in love with you. For all you brought me through, our praise belongs to you.
Kofi, you are helping us. Kofi, you are helping us. We are starting from this place. We are going this way.
This is our prayer.
Come.
This is our praise.
This way.
Glory to the King.
Glory to the King.
To the one who reigns on high. Everybody sing. Let the praises ring. To the one who reigns on high. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. To the one who reigns on high. Oh, everybody sing. Let the praises ring. To the one who reigns on high.
This is the very last one. Everybody should do it. We are starting this way. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is how I pray. This is how I pray.
Sit down. If we follow this thing, we'll preach. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Tell your neighbor, what a blessing. Tell your neighbor, Christ is risen. Tell your neighbor, Christ is risen. Yeah. The title of my service or of my preaching this morning is called Funeral Gone Wrong. The funeral is spot. Funeral gone wrong. Hallelujah. It's been since last week we've been talking about how Jesus entered Jerusalem. All right, those of you in White Church, Jesus went into Jerusalem to be killed. So, you are the photographer. So you have to smile. Oh. That today look like I'm looking nice, Pa. So, prof. If you get close to me, some of you, because I've been wearing t-shirt, you think I don't have dresses like this. Prince Lao, oh, oh. And then the Messiah, Hakra. This Accra Academy, if you take me nice picture, it's like when the girls see, you don't know that, there are nice boys in the church. Today's Chama, sorry, Kakra. Bonsema Yesu. Wait, kaftan, papa. Kaftan. Like today, white, oh, if there's nothing white, like the way Sami has come, there's nothing white in his dress. Or your boxers is white. Because we are not seeing anything. Look at Prince Latu, red. People are worrying me in this church. Oh. So we've been talking about how Jesus entered Jerusalem. I'm preaching for a very short time. Then you go, Iman, nice to see you. Hey! Telling right now, they all my poor have come. I can see Accra, I can see Ganata, I can see Harvard University. I can see aeroplane repairers. I can see Agri Memorial. Okay, then I can see Ifantima. Hey! Ifantima, this is Ifantipim, and this is Ifantima. Your parents, Boche, and I can see St. Augustine's too. That's for no. But it's nice. And last Friday, we were at the Accra Sports Stadium. How many of you were there? Like you were there. They told you that when you get lost. Omo buwa. Which way went to VIP? Wallahi. How many of you know that the bus you organized, it was nice in the bus? Nothing. Go and buy water, go and buy planted cheese, go and buy you have to tune in at the idea. I'm gonna be sending you. And we had a very nice place where we could see everybody. These VIP people, they were not seeing properly. But we were seeing everybody. And it's a privilege. Next year, you'll be alive to go some. Nobody will die before next year. Yeah, we all go and come back. So, Jesus actually, when he entered Jerusalem, he was killed. The people killed him. Okay? They killed him and he was buried. And today, he resurrected. Okay, that is why the funeral that people were planning, it didn't work. You see, if Jesus were a gun, you see, like, as they buried him, they are not coming to eat. And I think all of us, not just guns, but all of us, that when we finish funeral, we are not coming to eat. You see, so at the process of trying to do the eating and sharing food, then the person we went to bury has risen again. He has come that I'm not dead. How do you eat? How can you eat? You say how all your kinky and things you have done, no, it has spot. Hallelujah. But today, like I said, I'm preaching about the title Funeral Gone Wrong. Everybody say funeral gone wrong. Which tells us that Jesus has actually resurrected. Hallelujah. So you see, let me just take you down the lane to about where we are now. So Jesus. In January or December, we're celebrating the birth of Christ. Is that not it? So Jesus actually came into the world. All right. Jesus is the Son of God. We can't say Jesus was. He can't be was. He is. He was. He is. Who is calling who? Your landlord say your rent has expired. Hey, there are big men in my church who use iPhone. Your bigness must reflect in the offering too. So, he was born. Now, why was Jesus born? Everybody who is born, there's a reason you have been born. Alright? So, that is why nobody here is useless. There's a reason. There's a reason you have been born. If you see people doing things, there's a reason. Everything, there's a reason. Everything you see, there's a reason. There's a reason you are gathered here this morning. There's a reason you have come. Some of you have never been to church before, but today you have come. There's a reason you have come. You understand? There's a reason. There's a reason we use Independence Square and then we have moved to Accra Sports Stadium. There's a reason for everything that happens. So for you also to be here, there's a reason. And for Jesus to be born, there's a reason Jesus was born. Hey, Chief, your members, they are rich. They are drinking vodka as I'm preaching. Wallahi. Why, church? Up your game. Church people have come. They came with bottled water. Are you put to have the vodka? So in Matthew chapter 1, I forgot my Bible at home and all the notes I made to come and preach, I've forgotten all. I'm preaching from my head. Matthew chapter 1,
Verse 21, look at it. So when I quote the scripture, somebody will just have to help me by reading it for me. If it is wrong, there's no problem. I left my iPad. I said, left my iPad at home. So somebody who is there should get this thing and read quickly. I'll prefer a version that is not King James, all right? Matthew 1:21. Yes, what does it say?
Matthew 1:21.
Yes.
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
She will give, so this is the one we read during Christmas. How many of you remember 9 lessons? So they said that Mary will give birth to a son. This was when the angel appeared to Mary. And he was telling Mary that you will give birth to a son. That's a lot of people are interested in sons. So, hey, people want to give birth to boys. I'm telling you. That's why when they born, they ask boy or girl. People are interested in the boy. We are not saying the girls are useless. So, but people, if you put boy down and girl down, people will choose boy. Like boy, you know, he's come to take over Japadie. He's come to carry. Because if these ones are my daughters and this one will marry, her name will change. If she's my daughter, she will be called Kezia Kole. This one is Kathy Kole. This is Kayla Kole. Now this one has married. Then he has removed the Kole and he has thrown away. Then he has gone to meet Mr. Jackson. Do you understand? So Mrs. Kezia Jackson. Then Kathy will go and meet somebody we call Mr. DeGraft. Oh, come on for there. People want to spoil the church. Fire burn you. She will go and meet Mr. DeGraft. Then when she marries, she will be called Mrs. Kathy DeGraft. Then Kayla will go and meet somebody we call Mr. Sogava. Do you see? So when Kayla marries, she's called Mrs. Michaela Sogava. Do you understand? But this one, what's your name? This is Jesse. Jesse is my son. So this is called Jesse Colley. When Jesse even marries, do you understand? He will not throw the Colley away. That's why people are interested. So all the girls say, when you marry, you throw your father's name away. So they are just waiting for you to collect in Tuma, do you understand? 6 pieces, 6 yards. They collect some more money. Say, oh, take care away, Crado. Collect you away. That's why when you are about marriage, the people are enjoying, they are drinking Coke and Fanta. But they know that's your girl. We will see you again. So the angel said that you give birth to a son and he must be called what?
And you are to name the name Jesus.
Sister, If you know you can't repeat, give it to Wesley girls.
And you are to give him the name Jesus.
And you are to give him the name Jesus. So even Jesus, after he was born, before he was born, the person who came to say they were born him, they brought a name. Some of you, they didn't even know they were going to burn you. Most of you sitting down here, your pregnancy was not planned. It was after 4 months that your mother said, hey, I've missed my period. You have gone to check. He said, oh, I'm pregnant. Hey. But he said, you must name him. And even there are people when they are even pregnant and they go and check and they don't even bother looking for name. It's the night before your name that they'll start looking for name. That's why some people end with names like Kwesi Owusu. You don't have to think to call a child Kwesi. When did we born him? Sunday. Kwesi. What is the father's name? Owusu. Kwesi Owusu. So usually those names, they don't really think about it. But when you hear nice name, it means that the people have thought of the name. Look, when I collected my son from the hospital, I started calling him Fanuel. I looked for the name long ago. I knew the meaning. I arranged the names before he was born. Yeah. When Kimwe was born, I arranged the name. But you, a night before, they were asking your father, hey, my friend, every day, they are using Monday. I mean, your name is Abena. Like, Abena Abwaji. That's all. Hey, how can these things be? But why? So you see that after the angel came, he said that they shall call his name Jesus. Now, the angel has brought a name. What is he supposed to do?
Because he will save his people from their sins.
Because he will save his people from their sins. So this is why Jesus came. So as Jesus came and he was walking through the earth, do you understand? Then he died at the age of 33. So if we're doing Jesus' poster, they would have written, what a shock.
Jesus Christ, Jesus to be what the shock. 33 years. No, 33 years. That's almost like my age. Jesus and I'll be 34 this year. So I'm still 33. So like if I die now, like me and Jesus. Jesus, I die 33. I've also died 33. It's not bad. Not bad. Or I should die and go and leave you people. I should be here small. Nice one. So that is so like by this time you see the flyer, Jesus has died. No, Wakeeping is on Friday. Wakeeping is 27th. That's which is a Thursday. They'll lay him in state on Thursday. Then Friday we'll bury him. Now people bury people on Friday. Then they go and bury Jesus. Then Saturday we go to market to go and buy the things. You understand? They could do the cooking. Then like today we have done canopies. We have blocked the road. Everything spinners are here. Boom, boom, boom. As we are planning, we cooked the food yesterday. This morning we saw that the guy we went to bury, he has come back to the house. The guy went to live at Audome Cemetery. Yes. I don't know if when we're going, you saw Audome Cemetery. Those of you around me, I'll show you Audome Cemetery. Yeah. So the reason Jesus came into the world is to save us from our sins. That is the reason he came here. To save us. You see, whatever you are doing, ask yourself that, why am I doing what I am doing? Like some of you are in school. You thought you are there to do PE. So like all you see that you say, hey, Akwabia, when we're in secondary school, Akwena, hey, this guy, don't be jumping. When he's sports, you see him, they'll be, hey. One day I called him, I said, brah, this is not why we are here. We came to learn physics, chemistry, biology, elective maths. That is why we are here. Now, Kwai, you wake up in the morning, run around the park, be here 17 times. They don't select him. They don't select him. So ask yourself. So Jesus knew why he came onto this earth. So as he was walking, he knows that, look, I am here to save people from their sins. And let me tell you what sin is. Like prophet was describing to us on Friday. He said, sin is that thing that there is nothing that can wash away the sin. Do you know that sin? That sin is when you go stealing, it's a sin. When you disobey your mother, it's a sin. When you cheat in an exam, it's a sin. When you look at a woman lustfully, it's a sin. And the bad thing is a sin. And in James, Bible said that he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Maybe I a sin. No? At the point they told us that when you eat and you are more satisfied, cry, it's a sin. Hey, this is your bad man. Hey, and everything is a sin. And Bible said that our sins are like filthy rags. Have you been to Nima before? Have you seen Nima Gata? Yeah, when you pick a rag from that is how our sin look like. And we are saying that nothing can wash away the sin. That's why we sing the song, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So heaven knows that nothing can wash away. Look, when oil pours on your shirt, something can wash it away. Do you understand? When your dress is dirty, something can. That's why we have different type of soap. We have Parazone, we have Omo, we have then Sunlight. What are the soap that people use? Or you don't bath? Geisha. Hey, one time, Tompo were eating, they sent somebody to go and buy geisha. He went to buy soap. He didn't know that I was supposed to buy the sardine geisha. Lax. We have lax. Irish Spring, that's the one we used to bath, all of us. When you get money, that's the one you used to bath. When you get money, you don't use this cake of soap. You use liquid soap. Ole. You know Ole? Nice fragrance. Some people say, what are they calling? Why are they not calling key soap? We've passed key soap. Some of you still use Azuma Blows to bath. May you be delivered in Jesus' name. You are going higher. So nothing, all these things that we are mentioning, none of them can wash away the disobedience. None of them can wash, bring you one of the communion. Bring one of the communion, one of the cups. None of the things you are mentioning, okay, can wash away. Look at this white shirt this guy is wearing. When we pour something on this right now, there will be a soap that can wash it. But we are talking about your sin. That sin. Do you understand? The sin you commit. Ima? The sin you commit. The disobedience at home. The foolishness at home. Do you understand? Stealing. So, this is the blood. This one is the blood of Jesus. And we are saying that the only thing that can wash that sin away is the blood. You see, when they say the only thing, Harry, hold it. When they say the only thing, you should be worried. Anytime they say this is the only thing, you understand? Like this problem, like or something has happened, say the only person you can see is this person. The person must be very important to you, or yes. The only person, they say your leg is broken, the bones are, and they say the only person you can see is a certain man in Eastern region. He's in some corner, be somewhere. When he ties the thing, you'll be fine. You must be interested in that man. The only person. And we are saying that the only thing that can wash away our sins, those of you who have done accounts before, when demand is high, prices increase. True of us. Pa, you did accounts. Who did accounts? You are doing accounts. When we have something we call demand and supply. When demand is high, you have opened your mouth. I'm a science student, but I'm saying it. I can quote the law of diminishing returns. Oh no, me boy. Dabi, me boy. You should know the type of pastor you have. Reverend Doctor. I don't know why you post that you forget yourself. Or you think my doctor is herbalist. I'm not a herbalist. Me and Bishop Ogo, we mention the same words. What was I saying? Crying now. Yes, when demand is high. Now, demand is high because all of us sin. True of us. All of us. So, all of us need the blood. Do you understand? So, when demand is high, prices increase, but amazingly, instead of the price of the blood to increase, because you see, Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. You see the connection, though. So you say, if you remain in your sin, you will die. Now, what will not make you die is for the sin to go away. How would the sin go away? The sin can only go away because of the blood of Jesus. So it means that you actually need this man who is called Jesus. You need him. Or you don't understand the English I'm trying to speak. So without Jesus, okay, without Jesus, you cannot get the blood. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It is telling us that without the shedding of blood, when I quote it, you look for it and read it so that I see whether what I'm saying is right. Without the shedding of blood, okay, there is no remission of sin. So as for sin, if it is called sin, there must be blood. Do you understand? There must be blood. Hebrews 9:22. Are you there?
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22.
Call.
In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood.
Nearly everything be cleansed with blood.
And without the shedding of blood.
And without the shedding of blood.
There is no forgiveness.
There is no forgiveness. How many of you want your sins to be forgiven? Hey, one of the things that is refreshing to hear is when somebody says, I have forgiven you. Hey. How many of you have done something bad before and you were hearing somebody to say, "Midiache oko, eye ko." Yeah, I've forgiven you. If you have not lifted up your hand, it means that you are still young. You have not committed many sins before. But one day, one of the things you'll be wanting to hear is that, "I've forgiven you." And sometimes you ask the person, "Have you really forgiven me? Because when you look at the gravity of the sin you have committed, the bad thing you know that, yeah. One day, a certain pastor was sharing his story. He said he killed a foreigner and he was sent to condemn. Like, the type of prison where they sent him in, he's supposed to die. And he said that they always come and call the names of the people who die. So when they call your name, you come out and they'll go and kill you in Ghana here. And he said they always call odd names. They don't call even names. So they are in the room plenty. Then they'll come. Kwesi Owusu. So when they shout your name, they'll wait for about 10 minutes. And they call the names at random. It's not a list, though. Like, you are in the room plenty. So when you hear your name, you just... So, like, they are about to call 7 people. And they've called one. You are with his eye. Which of us is the next? And you see, look, that one, the way you had to be beaten. Because any one of us name can be called. In one S and B, I went to write. Hey, that vigilante, a very wicked man. We are supposed to start the exams at 8 o'clock. He made us sit down at 7:30. And he shared the papers for us at 7:30. He said, don't open it till 8. Hey! This is where, like, the things you have learned, you know. Like, you can see the question paper. But that thing is traumatizing. It's like, I've seen the paper. But they said, do not open this booklet until you are told to do so. You will be penalized severely if you are found looking at the next page of the paper until you are told to do so. Hey, they will be there. Hey, one of my mates, he said, Edien, cry. The teacher, he said, don't open it. So he said they were in the prison. They were dead. They called him. He said, one day he was dead. Then they mentioned his name. They said that. He's out of prison. Somebody went to do something and they erased his name. And he's a pastor now in Ghana. When he was describing his story, he said some Canada girlfriend, he went to kill the girl because the girl had money. So if he killed the girl, Ghana, the way you kill somebody is, oh, she's lost. America. Kill America girl here. They will look for the bones and they'll find who killed the girl. Ghana, they have a jam work. They'll say, Dumso has killed you. Yeah. Without, you see, and what he was looking for is forgiveness. Somebody should forgive him. And we are saying that the only way you can be forgiven when you sin is through blood. Now, who is going to bring his blood? Whose blood are we going to use? You ask you right now, if they say somebody is dying, come and bring blood right now. Will you go and sit down? But Jesus actually came and he said that, listen, media, you people should kill me. Do you understand? You people should kill me. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die for anything. So the friend is saying on the Palm Sunday, after Jesus walked through the surface of the earth, when he knows that his duty is to come and die, he went into Jerusalem. He said, it is now time for me to die for the people. Now, as the people, as I was explaining to you last week, as they were lashing him and all things, in Mark chapter 15, Bible said that he gave up the dead. He actually died. Mark chapter 15, verse 37. Mark 15, verse 37. If you are there, try and read it for me. Somebody should also open to Luke chapter 23, verse 46 and read it. Mark 15, 37. Matthew, Mark, Luke 23, verse 47. 46.
With a loud cry, Jesus died.
With a loud cry. How many of you have admitted that Jesus has died? With a loud cry, Jesus died. So all the things we are saying, now the people have killed him. He has died. How many of you now agree that he has died? Now, but as Jesus has died, That was where the problems start. The dead is not the problem. Now we admit that he has died. So you see, the reason we are jubilating today, all right? The reason we are all happy today that Jesus is risen. The reason we are jubilating today, okay? It's not the dying he has died, though. No. Because we can all admit that yes, Jesus has died. Including the people who killed him. They all knew that, yes, Jesus had died. Let me read this particular scripture from my phone. Let me see. Go to Matthew for me. Matthew chapter 28, verse 14. Matthew 28, verse 14. I'm reading from the... No, let me do 27. Let me go to Matthew 27, rather. Chapter 27. Okay. 27. Ha, 27. Okay. I'm reading from the NLT. When I read the NLT, you understand. Okay. Matthew 27, verse 35. Sorry, verse 55. Bible said, and many women who had come from Galilee with Jesus to care for him were watching from a distance. As they were killing him, they were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and Zebedee's wife, and the mother of James and John. As evening approached, Joseph, a rich man from Arimathea, who was also one of Jesus' followers, went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. So by this time, they've killed Jesus. Now, even to bury Jesus was a problem. All of you, when you die, it will not be a problem to bury you. No. Look, you see, even when you are suffering, see, like something, you see people, they are suffering. They can't get money to buy food and eat. But when they die, see that the family people will come. Nice coffin. They do the funeral. They will do the funeral. Right? There's a certain funeral that is pending right now. And as they are planning the funeral, they said somebody from America said they should wait for him to come. Or he's going to come in December. The person died last month, but they are waiting till December. This is a rich man talking. He said, now, if you are in Accra here and you want to bury the person who has died, who needs to come? The person said, wait for me, I'm coming. But they are man on a casket. Eba. A man on a sick ass also there. You won't hear him. So, verse 58. They went to ask Pilate for Jesus' body, and Pilate issued an order to release it to him. Now listen, I'm reading a version you can understand. Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a long linen cloth. He placed it in his own new tomb. Now, rich people, most rich people, they have paid for where they should bury them. Joseph of Arimathea, he was a rich man. He bought his tomb. Do you know his tomb? Now, there are people who have bought. To bury somebody here in Accra, it's expensive. Yeah. I know a man. His house is here. George, his house is behind your house. When he died, they said they went to bury him in a place in Accra called Gethsemane. Now, sir, Gethsemane, no. They said just a place is about 50,000. Do you know, not 5,000, not 5 cities, not 50 Ghana. 50,000 to bury somebody who has died. And after every, I don't know, after a certain amount of year, you'll be renewing. Who bet your rent? Aye. Dabi, Nipane will say, who bet your rent? 50,000. That's why when people die, they send them to their village. Village there, we don't pay anything. Me, when I die, they'll send me to my village. So that's why every Saturday, people say they are going to village. What is happening in the village? They are going to bury people there. Can you pay the one in Accra here? No, can you pay the one in Accra? You can't pay. So somebody like Joseph of Arimathea, he was a rich man. He bought his own tomb. As he was alive, he has bought his tomb. But die, bury me here. How many people can do that? Rich people. Before you die, you have bought your casket. You have bought the place where they should bury you. What a nice feeling. As you, this type of burial, when you die, there'll be no problem. Somebody has died. You see the poor quarreling, they are fighting. Hey, one meeting they go. I've stopped going to that funeral meeting. And last time they called me that somebody has died. I said, how much? Yeah. That's the first question. I said, how much are we paying? I sent the money. God, this thing come for the meeting. I called one, I told one of my uncles that the coming for the meeting is all to share money. Is that not it? He said, yes. I said, how much am I paying? I said, collect. Because today is Sunday. And you know, those meetings are on Sunday, so. Sundays. But she also for to send me after Sunday. I feel now, me check, I say, me go a year meeting. So Joseph of Arimathea, he bought his tomb. He bought his tomb. There are people that also say that when I die, they should bury me in my house. Aye. So Joseph of Arimathea, he placed Jesus in his new tomb, which he has been carved out of the rock. And then he wrote a great stone across. No, where? Yeah, yeah. So he then did, and then he wrote a great stone across the entrance as he left. Both Magdalene, Mary Magdalene and Adam Mary were sitting nearby and watching. The next day, on the first day of the Passover, ceremonies, the leading priests and the Pharisees went to see Pilate. They told him, they told him, sir, we remember what that deceiver once told us when he was alive. They were referring to Jesus. As they were doing the funeral, somebody said, hey, we remember when this guy was alive. They're referring to Jesus. When the guy was alive, he said after 3 days, he will rise from the dead. Now, this is where the problem is. As they were doing the funeral, somebody said, hey, Makai, this guy, Jesus, he said that 3 days' time, he will rise from the dead. So the poor were like, hey, he said it. Are you sure he said? He said, yeah, we're there. Anytime he's preaching, he'll be preaching. He said that 3 days' time, he rise from the dead. Now, he came to die for people and all that. 3 days time, we shall see whether 3 days he will rise or he will not rise. So this is where the whole problem started. So they wanted to make sure that Jesus will never, you see, because the moment Jesus doesn't rise from the dead again, then it becomes a problem. So we request that you seal the tomb until the third day. Do you understand? Say he said rise up on the third day. So we will seal the tomb until the Thursday. This will prevent his disciples from coming and stealing his body and then telling everyone he came back to life. If that happens, we will be worse off than we were at first. Do you understand what they were saying? Say, Charlie, look, if this guy rises up, we'll get problems. If this man Jesus, he said 3 days, God Jesus said it. Ampa, he said it. The guy wasn't lying. He said it. He said 3 days. He's come to die 3 days. It's difficult to make such statement too. Say, I'm coming to die 3 days. I'll rise up again. One day. This is a true story. True story. Don't go and tell anybody. One of our missionaries, they sent him to a town to go and do church. Hey! Krakoya! Akoji Chapel. When he got to town, they say that the chief in the town, the son has died. Hey! The guy said they shouldn't bury the guy till he comes. So for no missionary now, you see, be ya basenta na fire sorry no. Or see, they shouldn't bury the boy. He's coming. Sunday ano pao. See the guy when he got there, say no, this guy is asleep. I will raise him from the dead. This is a true story. It's not a movie. And this is our pastor. I came to pray. The guy didn't wake up. Then he said that in the Bible, when Jesus was resurrecting that 12-year-old girl, the people that were around, they were crying. It means that it's a sign of unbelief. And people said, oh, if we go out, he will come back to life. I said, fine. The people went out. Dead body no. He told them that he's going to church by 5:30. The guy will rise up, but they shouldn't bury the boy. Everybody wants the boy to resurrect. 5:30 between. Okay, watch and then you're quarantined. 6 o'clock, the boy didn't wake up. The chief said they should bury the boy. And that they should go and bring the pastor. Now, you see, what is worrying the chief is not because the boy didn't resurrect him, but the chief said that time. time that the guy told them that they should go out of the room, no. They didn't know what he has done. Did you understand? So we're all here, you were praying for the dead body. Now you said we should go out. And we went out. But when we went out, what happened between you and the dead body? That one we don't understand. So that they said they should call the guy to come explain. Hey! You go explain, Taya. Hey! That our missionary, the guy was hot. So midnight, they have to go and collect him and run away. He ran away and collect his books. Missionary saw Okoye or the loyalty and disloyalty in the mega church. The church planting near the idea in the chief court. Have to carry his book past through the forest and then they brought him back. Hey, like he can't stay in the town. Later, when he came in the house, he said, "Oh, he wanted to exercise his faith so that when the boy resurrected, everybody will come to the church. Everybody will come and join." Ah, but won't it be a nice thing? So, that one you don't need percentile. Somebody has died. Like they say, somebody, some child be has died in the area. They came to call me. And I went there, no, come on, arise. And the boy resurrect. Next Sunday, he'll be full. But Mufan Kolano call pastor now. Onyani Kolano. Because the next time you die, if you are my member and you die, I'll just resurrect you. Or somebody's member can have resurrected the guy. And me, I'm my member. Oh. Your parents will make sure that you, even if they attend Pentecost, they will let you come here. Because attend the church that pastor, he has been resurrecting the children. And me to the anointing is only to resurrect children. Adults, if I come, I pray, they don't resurrect, only children. So, hi, man, you'll be full. So that's what, the pastor didn't want to do by center. Oh no, penal, sharp, quick action. Do you get it? So now, they said that he said that he will resurrect after 3 days. He said, after 3 days, let's seal the tomb. Now, on top of the ceiling, let's continue. On top of the ceiling, verse 65, Pilate replied, "Take guards and secure it the best you can." So on top of it, they took soldiers. Jesus. So number one, they put him inside the tomb and sealed it. Now the stone that they even rolled there, that stone to cover the tomb, those 11 disciples, they can't roll that stone. Those 11 Pharaoh, even those 11 people, when Jesus, they all scattered, they ran away. Judas went to kill himself. Akai 11, they all ran away. It was even that 11 when they would catch Jesus and go, then the small girl said, Peter was part, and Peter was angry. He said, "Hey, you be careful. You haven't seen me with him before. This man, I don't know him. Hey, look at my face. Well, now you think me, this man, where do I know you from? Some of you, that's what you do to me. Hey, and then Reverend came, Pacho, Miss Hassan, I'm in Koho. And then Reverend gave me a Catholic water. Then he come, I go to my mother church. I've not seen him before, Reverend Ike. I didn't hear Reverend Nikki. Who is that? Pacho. What you mean, satellite as to for them and call her cry puda. That's what happened to Peter. It was a small girl. Say, hey, said Peter, bra will come. Say, hey. Hey, behave. One day, hey, when we were in secondary school, they said some people broke bounds and they went to town. Hey. So the information came, information pie. Then boys quickly they ran past the bush, they came to join all, they said roll call. Hey, roll call, when they counted us, pe. Now they called the watchman who said he saw the people that to come and identify the people he saw. Oba said, we are sure saying yeah. Then boys say, "Adam bra, I don't person pam free squad man. My ba say my best deal." They say, we are sure saying yeah. I don't present me Kofi Anna. I said they counted the people. The number was exact number. Were you not the one I saw in town? Hey, Abochi, me. No, look at my face, me. Boys today, we don't chuck. Boys is a video. Hey, boys. Hey. Boys don't chuck. Boys, we will organize. You join us right now. We join us.
Brotherhood, no, they carry last. It's girls, girls. Akosia, the people that way. Akosia, come and stand here. Bridget, you to come and stand here. Augustina, you to come. These are the people who went to town. Boys, boys, dear. Oh, all of us are here crying. Because as we are going, we've sent you, our man is with you. That old bar no talk about bread. So they brought soldiers. Everybody says soldiers. To guard the place. Now, listen. Let's go to verse 28. So verse 66 says, so they sealed the tomb and they posted guards to protect it. Chapter 28, verse 1. Now, early Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake because an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled aside the stone and sat on it. Why are you not clapping? An angel came to roll the stone and sat on it. An angel. His face shone like lightning and his clothing was as white as snow. That's why we wear white. Sammy, you are doing something bad. You are a priest, you are doing something bad. Now, verse 4. Matthew 28, verse 4. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Of course, if you see an angel, you'll be afraid. They were afraid. Then the angel spoke to the woman and said, don't be afraid. He said, I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He's been raised from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come and see where his body was lying. I mean, Jesus actually resurrected. He said, he is not here. He is not here. The one you came to bury on Friday, he is not here. Sunday morning, he is not here. Now, go quickly and tell his disciples that he's been raised from the dead and he's going ahead of you in Galilee. You will see him. Remember, I've told you. The women quickly ran from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy and rushed to find the disciples to give them the angel's message. Now, even if they let somebody in state and the person suddenly get up, tell him, no, I'm not dead. I'm not dead. Or I've died, but I've come back. It will be a new soul. Yeah. Jesus has resurrected. Now, look at verse 28, verse 12. A meeting of all the religious leaders was called, and they decided to bribe the soldiers. They decided to do what? To bribe the soldiers. You remember the guy who said that he heard that Jesus said he resurrected after 3 days, you know. Now Jesus has resurrected. Now, even when you were burying the man, you brought a stone, and then you also brought soldiers who has passed in front of Flagstaff House before. Or you have gone to Bema camp before. The way the soldiers will look at you, as if you are a criminal. These are people who are on guard. they don't. You wonder whether they are human beings. They are serious about the job they are doing. So they decided to bribe the soldiers. Now, bribing didn't start from now. It started from Bible time. So if you see a policeman collecting bribe, and you're free, Bible time, Tom, bribing started a long time. They told the soldiers, they told the soldiers, Jesus' disciples came during the night while we were sleeping and they stole his body. This story, who am I going to the soldier? They say, come and guard the thing. You were asleep. Soldier. You are boldly coming to say that you were asleep. We used to, when I was attending school in Damla, we used to have a gate man, watchman, we call him Baba. No, Baba, no. Gate man, no. He has mosquito net. He has pillow. Gate man, watchman, that you come to watch in the night. He has mosquito net. He has pillow. He has mosquito repellent. And he has cloth. Yeah. An old man, no. Now, those days, I used to go for midweek service in Kolegono. When I come, he has closed the door. So I jammed the wall and entered the house. When I come, the gate man is asleep. Baba is asleep. One day when I jumped and I entered, I saw him sleeping. That's the day I don't trust gate men again. Say me, I will never employ a gate man. in my life. It doesn't matter the level I reach. I will never employ a gate man. But they are not correct. So Baba was asleep. So a soldier, you are coming to say that you slept and the people came to steal. Now, if they steal Jesus' body, why are they sending the body to? When we bury you after 3 days, and you start to decompose. Recently, I went with Reverend William, went to attend some funeral in La, where at the funeral. Then we saw that the people, the funeral was, so the room where they laid the person, you understand? The room, you see, if you die, they'll lay you in state. The room where they laid the person. Ah, but then we saw somebody carrying pastries. You know this, the pastries they'll share for the people. No? Hey. Ah, the person has entered the bonyo room. Ah, they went to put the thing there. Then they brought the pan again. They went to bring another one. Ah, they brought the pan again. It's like that's where they were keeping the food. Then I told Reverend William that when they lift the casket, we should go home. He said, why? Why? I said, look at what the people are doing. He said, hey, this thing they give us, we can't eat it. I said, they will not even give us. They won't even eat it. So when we close, I said, no, let's go to Osu and go and eat wache. So when we left, then the person who was calling, said, oh, Reverend, I was calling Paul. My wife wants to serve you people. I said, oh, we've eaten already. Ah, pastry that you have sent it to the bonyo room room. Shy, how it? if you put some of you there, that's why your parents, they don't eat the funeral food, they bring it to you when you eat it. From today, you have to stop. Have to stop eating the funeral. You don't know the chicken you are eating. You don't know where it's coming from. They put it under the coffin. That's where you are eating. I beg, when your parents bring the food, eat. Oh, I beg, eat. So that our reverend said we shouldn't eat. So they bribed the soldiers. And said that you must say that Jesus' disciples came during the night while we're sleeping and they stole the body. If the governor hears about it, he will stand up for you and everything will be all right. So the guard accepted the bribe and said they were told. And said what they were told to do. Their story spread widely among the Jews. And still, they tell it today. Yeah. Somebody that we are saying that, oh, come and guard the people here. You have come to say that you were sleeping. Now, let me get to. Okay. So, that's the last one. Now. So, this is the story. So, people were not trying to believe that Jesus actually resurrected. People were not believing. But in 1 Corinthians, that's my last scripture, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Go to that scripture and let's see. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Hey, today I'm struggling, Paul. This time I have to check my bag before I come. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. Okay. Now, let me remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcome it. Then, I still do now, for your faith is built on this wonderful message. Let's go to verse 3 says that, I passed unto you what was most important and what had been also passed unto me, that Christ died for our sins. I'm not feeling, see that the thing has come again. Christ died for our sins. So when you hear that they say Jesus has come to die, Jesus, it's because of your sins. Your sins. Friday, I sent somebody a message and I told the person, you won't go to church. The reason Jesus is suffering today, the reason we are going to do the funeral is because of your sins. Sins. Your disobedience. Your stealing. Your insult. Oh, it's because of the reason Jesus came to die. Just as the scripture said, he was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, as the scriptures have said. So everybody is saying that he was resurrected. He resurrected on the third day. But the soldiers are saying that no, they came to steal the body. Verse 5. Now listen. Now, this is where the thing becomes authentic. When Jesus was resurrected from the dead, Bible said that he was seen by Peter and then by the 12 disciples. Listen, if we are saying that Jesus didn't resurrect, and we are saying that no, are you saying if Peter sees Jesus, he will not know this is Jesus? No, answer me. Are you saying if Peter, Kezia has died, Kezia has resurrected? We are all saying Kezia has resurrected. Now, Kezia's brother also says he has seen Kezia. If we are all telling lies, will Kofi also tell? If Kofi see his sister, won't Kofi know that this is my sister? I mean, Kofi should tell the truth. And the 12 disciples. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time. This also says that, no, Jesus actually resurrected. Let's even say Kofi is telling lies. Kofi is telling lies that the sister has resurrected. Now, he was seen by 5,000 people. No, 500 people. Do you know what it means for 500 people to see one person? Do you think you can easily convince 500 people? Let's all say that. Eh? Let's all hear. When we go out and they ask us, let's all say Reverend EK has aeroplane. You see one person now, me, I don't tell us. No, Reverend EK doesn't have aeroplane. Yeah, if they ask me, I'll say he doesn't have aeroplane. It's sky, yes, he doesn't have any aeroplane. I've not seen the aeroplane before. One person will definitely tell the truth and say that, wait there, make it a lie. It's a lie. And for 500 people to say that, yes, they saw Jesus, it must be true. And most of whom were alive. Then he was seen by James and later by all the... Do you know James? James was Jesus' brother. Let's say Peter was lying. And let's also say that the 500 people were also lying. Now his own brother. I've seen my brother. My brother who died, the one who went for the funeral, he is alive. So the funeral they were organizing for Jesus, the funeral didn't work. Yeah. And Paul said that last of all, I saw him too, long after the others, as though I have been born out of the wrong time. Clap for Jesus. Yeah. People saw him. People said they saw him. But if there's some last 2 weeks, somebody said he saw me driving as East Lagos. I wasn't the one. How many of you sometimes you can see somebody, you think it's the person, but it's not the person. Hey. The person to us said, no, I don't drive at East Lagos. Yeah. Our sins. That is why today we are jubilating that, look, as Jesus has resurrected, it tells that, look, our sins, these sins that we are struggling with, the blood that he came to share, that blood will wipe away our sins. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Stand to your feet. Sin. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Nothing. 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 This morning I have come to remind you that there is nothing. There is nothing. Absolutely nothing. That can work. Listen, if you are struggling with any sin, the remedy is the blood of Jesus. This afternoon, we want to take communion. Bring the communion. The blood. The blood has power to do so many things. Bring it. Guys, take it. The guys, take it and do it fast. The blood. Batika suraba. Yes, the blood has power. There is power. Quickly, share it for them. Quickly. Somebody should take the body. Quick. In the next 2 minutes, everybody should have. One this way. Yes. Kabasatara. Take it and hold it. We pray. Palikosia. blood of Jesus, what can wash away my sin? Sing it, Danita. What can wash away my sins?
Whole again, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nothing but the blood. Quickly.
That makes me.
It's the blood that will make you white as snow.
No
other fount we know.
I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are one, and we'll live forever. Sons of God.
Are you singing it?
The table of the Lord, eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Brothers, sisters, we are one for the last time.
Brothers, sisters, we are,
and our lives have just begun,
and our lives have just
in the Spirit we are young,
in the Spirit we are,
and we'll live forever,
and we'll live forever.
Sons of God,
sons of God,
yeah, it's only word.
Yeah, his holy word.
Gather round,
gather round the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Bible says that on the ninth Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and after he has given thanks, Father, we thank you. Lift up your property. Father, we have come again to thank you of this bread. This bread signifies your body. Bible said after you have given thanks, Lord, we thank you for this body, the body that was broken for us. The body that was broken for us. Father, by this body, may every sickness be broken. May every curse be broken. May whatever bondage we are in be broken. May the chains of the evil one be broken. In Jesus' name, the body of Christ, eat it. Bible says after the same manner he took a cup, those misbehaving at the back there. After the same manner he took a cup and he said that this cup is the new testament in which my blood is poured, and as often as you did this in remembrance of me. Father, we thank you for the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. The blood that has power. The blood that can answer every sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
Father, we thank you for the blood. The blood. The blood. This is the blood you came to shed for us. This is the blood that gave us salvation. This is the blood that saved us. The blood of Jesus. Drink it. Now lift up your hands. Nobody should move. Stand where you are. Hold your cup and lift up your hand. Lift up your hands. Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for this communion. Father, we declare that may every addiction in our life be broken. Father, may the spirit of death be broken. May the chains of the evil one be broken. By this body and by the blood, we cancel every premature death. In the name of Jesus, every sickness, loose your hold on us. We are set free by the blood. We are set free. Every sickness, every disease, every trap by the evil one that has been set to capture your soul. By the power of the blood, Father, we declare that we are safe. Receive grace to do well. May the spirit that causes people to do well come upon you. May you do well academically. May you do well in your normal life. May you do well wherever you find yourself. In the name of Jesus, you will do well. You will excel. May the spirit of excellence come upon you. Whatever cannot dwell in the body of Christ will never dwell in you, in Jesus' name. Every curse is broken. Every family curse is broken. Every ancestral curse is broken. In the name of Jesus, you will do well. You will excel. You will set forward. You will go forward. You will make it. You will make it. In the name of Jesus, because of the blood, be protected. Be protected. And now, every hole that has been dug to cause an accident, every hole that has been dug, every car that when you sit in, it has been planned to get an accident. We fill every hole with the blood of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus. May the blood of Jesus speak for us. May the blood of Jesus answer for us. May the blood of Jesus answer for us. Answer for us. Answer for us. Answer for us. In Jesus' name. Maraka sutabra. Yes. Bali kusadabra. Yes. Yes. Male kusatabra. Me kazato rabaya. Melebo sandelebekia. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. Kabazarabaya. Parukusiaba. Mandorobusia. Father to child.
Spirit to spirit. By your word.
Everybody lift up your hands and sing it.
With the bread of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my world.
Father to child, everybody lift up your hands and sing it.
Father to child,
spirit to spirit.
Spirit to spirit, lighted by your word.
Rela da braso baraka brada braba da brusa de brebe raba
braba. With the bread of life, that's how we come alive. That's how I change my world.
Barakosa,
just breathe the name upon me, breathe.
Lift up your hands and sing it.
Just breathe the name upon me, breathe. Oh, hello, hell is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe the name upon me.
Just breathe your name upon me.
Just breathe the name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Oh,
be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed and anointed. Be blessed. Be blessed and make it. Be blessed. Be delivered. Be covered with the blood of Jesus.
Jesus. You are covered. You are covered. You are covered. You are covered. You are doing well. You will do well. You will do well. You will do well. You excel. You excel. You excel. You will not fall by the wayside. You will not fall by the wayside. Rabba Satabra. Maria Dolorosia. Ah, Kema Sotabra.
Just breathe the name upon me.
Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Thank you for breathing upon us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We believe, therefore, we have spoken. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We have confidence that when we call on you, you answer us. Thank you for answering us. And thank you for making a way for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. It's a nice confession to make. Sit down. Oh, I'm blessed. You can't sing it. Give it to somebody who can sing it. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed, oh, King shall come to my rising.
He shall come to my rising.
I am favored and graced.
I am favored and graced.
All I do, I shall prosper. All I do, I shall prosper.
All I do, I shall prosper.
Everything I touch shall be blessed.
Everything I touch,
it's a short
shall
song. Confess it and say, I'm blessed. Say it.
And I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed.
King shall come to
my rising.
Kings will come to your rising. I am favored.
I am favored and great.
All I do, I shall prosper. I like that part.
All I do, I shall prosper.
And everything I touch shall be blessed.
And
you are blessed academically. You are blessed in your schools. You are blessed in your homes. You are blessed wherever you find yourself.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
We are blessed.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed.
Charlie, you are blessed, though. You are highly blessed. So right now, when you look at your life, you don't see the blessing. Right now, you don't have a car, so like you feel that no, the blessing hasn't come, but you are blessed. Yeah. One day we'll be here. No, you bring moto. You bring moto. That's the start of the thing. Then small time now, you have brought some Toyota Vits. Sammy, you have brought Toyota Vits. Toyota Vits. Yeah. But I went to visit one of our pastors if I came. When he saw my car. Ah, Sammy, you saw the car? Ah. He said, no. Saw the car. He said, hey, Reverend, you have made it. I said, I've made it. I didn't say, see this type of, they say, you have made it. They say, oh, mercy. No, I told him, I have made it. The car has come. It has come. Ah, this car, when I'm driving, I feel comfortable. Hey, when you start driving small cars. Eh, see that the big car, ping, ping, ping. I say, ah, as if you are driving the milk thing. And when you are sitting in the big car, there's a feeling. I mean, yesterday, when I drove the car into town, I said, yes. I said, yes. I'm blessed. When I met, he said, oh, everything. I said, yes, I've made it. I've made it. See, this type of life, you have missed. Oh, by the grace of God, mercy. Oh, mercy. I didn't say mercy. I said, I've made it. I've made it. This type of like, you want to do like, you are humble. I've made it. If you are eating sausage and somebody says you have missed, say, yes, I've made it. You are drinking milk. Sucking, say, you put in milk. Oh, my ear is Shira. My ear here. I said, look, those of you in boarding house, the food, eat it and call them. Bring, eat it. I do yourself like, there's no money at home. Who told you there's no money at home? Who told you there's no money at home? Who tracked soak is a famer kugum. It's that you see that you go slim, you are hungry. Didi, I say, did conflicts then? I say, maybe be baby fear. All the conflicts ever be then will fear. Didi, sardine to ano. Well, who did a mono to sardine? Fafra. Ba, eat for me. Eat. My body no sheshe. Eh? My body, prince, you go eat. Call them. Tell them that. The food is finished. Oh, it's finished. And see whether they know. Come, don't come. Hey, God, you know, the food is finished. Please, I'm suffering. Though, I'm suffering. If you say, look, one of the things parents don't want to hear is, I'm suffering. Hey, this morning I was there. Then my son said, I'm tired. I said, hey, foolish boy. You are tired. What have you done? Fine, he said, he's tired. I said, well, foolish boy, sit down here. You are tired. What? What have you carried that you are tired?
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.